It's Yak Pundit's Pub for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. And welcome to the pub. We're doing our Red Beans and Rice Monday today, so we'll be talking a little bit about food. Two things on tap. One, we're going to talk a little bit about hot dogs, of all things, and a little experience I had with Ben's Burgers. Not a bad experience, mind you, just a little bit different. And then we're going to segue into talking about dessert and ordering dessert at restaurants in New Orleans. Now, before we do that, I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you to everybody who came out to Art in the Bend on Saturday up at Nuance on Dublin Street in the River Bend. It's an arts market, and, well, you know, I've talked about it a lot on the pub, and been going since October-ish or so, when Heather Elizabeth asked me to, you know, invited me to say, hey, you want to come sell your books up at this art market? And it turns out it's just the greatest group of people that come up to Nuance. There's some really incredibly talented artists and artisans, and it's just fun for me to go up and hang out, if nothing else. And, well, and then you guys buy my books, and so that's even better, because it makes it not just fun but profitable, right? So, yeah, I get to hang out with these really great people. I get to visit with you guys when you come up and buy things from me and from them. And I get to hang out with Mitchell the Shop Cat, and he's a pretty cool guy too. So thanks again to everybody who came out on Saturday to Art in the Bend. And don't know if I'm going back for May or not yet. We'll see. But certainly if I'm invited, I'll go, and we'll be advertising the heck out of it all over social media as that goes. So okay, so let's grab a glass and let's pour a pint and talk a little bit about hot dogs and dessert. So as I said, our first tap today, we're gonna be pouring an interesting thing happened over the weekend relating to hot dogs, and you'll see the photo on the show page. It's kind of when you understand the background, you'll understand it, you know, why it was a bit amusing to me. So I was so hungry when I left Art in the Bend. I didn't have enough room to get teenies and paninis. I had a smaller table because we had a whole bunch of artisans at the show. So I said, you know, I'm going to, that thing, you know, that thing just, it's going to be messy, and I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to end up getting stuff everywhere. So I kind of, and I really actually wasn't hungry at, you know, around lunchtime. So I kind of skipped the teenies and I skipped the panini that she was making Saturday. But then by 3 o'clock, I was starving. So I called over at, figuring I'd pick up on the way home. I called over at Ben's Burgers. Now, it's funny because in my contacts, in my Google contacts, Ben's Burgers still says Bud's Broiler, because we've been going to that location when Ben Collier owned, when he was part of the Bud's franchise. So it's just, you know, been there, you know, the Clearview Buds, and now what is Ben's Burgers, has been one of my go-to places at night just for years. You know, it's Friday night and I'm coming in from travel, from the training gig, coming in at, you know, 9-10 o'clock at night. There's really just, you know, you don't want to, I'm that guy. You don't want to walk into a restaurant at you know, 10 minutes before closing. So I would just go and get, go stop at Bud's, basically, and pick something up. And then came the day that it's funny, I called over there, and they answered the phone, Ben's Burgers, and I didn't process it. But then when I came, what I wanted was original, you know, that day, I wanted a Bud's Number One, which is the mayonnaise and relish, kind of almost like a very homemade-y Thousand Island, kind of just a mayonnaise and relish dressing, as opposed to the regular red sauce or the chili on my burger. So I said I want a Number One. And she said, do you want sauce or chili? And I didn't process it. That's because Ben changed the menu. Obviously, you know, the legal issues of leaving the franchise and everything. Now, mind you, this is like, what, 2 years ago? Maybe 3 years ago at this point, where, you know, he's left the Bud's Broiler franchise for years. So anyway, fast forward to Saturday, and I'm driving home, and I hit the call button where I say call Ben's Burgers on the Google, right? And of course they answer the phone, and so I'm thinking to myself, you know, I said, I don't know what the number is on your menu, but I want a hot dog with chili cheese and onions. Take that back. And so she said, no problem, you know, 10 minutes. And yeah, I was on my way and everything else. And so it worked out fine. Now, this is the kind of backstory on this is that if you've had a hot dog at Bud's Broiler, you know that it's not just a hot dog. It's a hot durger. It's a hot dog on a hamburger bun. And this goes back to my childhood, that I've was always amused by the idea of a hot dog on a hamburger bun. I go back with Bud's Broiler back to literally the 60s. I mean, we're talking 50 plus years, because my dad would take us, you know, it's like if for some reason he was working late or something like that, or we would go to my grandmother's house, we would go to the Bud's Broiler on Pelopidas Street, just off of Frenchman on and Gentilly Road. You know, it's, there's kind of that little, when you get to Elysian Fields and Gentilly, you've got all the strip malls that are there, and you had the old MB, which is now an auto parts store, and then they had the Gus Meyer, which was a bank now. It became a Blockbuster and then was a bank. And just have all the, you know, grocery store, strip mall stuff, where you go back into the neighborhood and you have this, just a couple of blocks where there's some residential and commercial area before you get into the Jewish cemeteries going toward the lake, and then Mount Olivet Cemetery over on St. Anthony, where that just kind of swallows it up. So it kind of boxes in this little area, and there was one commercial building on Pelopidas Street that was a Bud's Broiler. And the one thing I always remember about it was they had this glass presentation area that was was basically walled off with glass, and it was set up as a terrarium, you know, had a cactus in it, and I think like a snake skin or something, but it was set up as a terrarium, and in swampy ass Louisiana, it just didn't fit, right? So it's one of those memories you have as a kid. All right, so that's where I go back with Bud's, and then of course there was the Bud's on City Park. Then I get to Brother Martin in the 70s, and of course Pelopidas is still open, so we're going there. We're stopping, just hitting the Bud's Broiler on City Park because of going back to Metairie, and then just other Bud's as you go along. So I love this stuff. It's great. And then the Clearview Bud's opens, and I assume that Ben opened that Bud's, you know, that's been his since day one. So we live on the other side, you know, of Veterans going toward the lake, right by Clearview. So it became kind of an easy place to go call, run, pick it up, or just go stop there or something. When my kiddo was playing, was in the band, we could stop there, just pick up something after football games at East Jefferson when he was in the Brother Martin band. So long story short, we had this relationship kind of built up and going well with Bud's Broiler there. And I would always get, again, it was always occasionally, I'm a number four sauce and onions kind of guy, you know, just that on the Bud's menu. But occasionally you just want a hot dog. And what's particularly is that little throwback to when I was a kid, that it's a hot dog that was sliced and then put onto a hamburger bun. And so that's always been the thing. So Saturday I call Ben's Burgers. I'm realizing I've never had a hot dog from the place. I haven't had a Bud's hot dog in ages, and I've never ordered a hot dog since he was Ben's Burgers. So I get home
So I just grab the bag, right? Yeah, I run in, pay for the food, grab the bag, and then jump back in the car and head to the house. I get to the house, I reach in the bag, and I'm expecting to pull out the little paper, wrapper that, you know, they'll stick a hamburger in. So I reach in and I feel a styrofoam package. And now I'm kind of like, oh dear, did they give me somebody else's food? Which, you know, it's Bud's. You kind of, you know, roll with it. I probably would have eaten it anyway. But so I pull it out, and it's a styrofoam traditional hot dog package that you'd expect to get in just about any place else that sells a hot dog. And I'm like, well, this is odd. Did something change? And so, you know, obviously I open it up, and there's this magnificent hot dog inside with the good Bud's broiler chili and the onions. And basically it's what I wanted, but it wasn't on the hamburger bun. And that just kind of, you know, I'm 60 now, 50 years or something, and you start processing it, right? You know, so it just didn't click. So I took it was a good looking hot dog. So I took a picture anyway, and I went out to the NOLA.com food group to where, it, by the way, I'll put it on the show page, of course, but it's Where NOLA Eats on Facebook. And it's like, if you're not a big fan of Facebook or whatever, I know, but when you've got groups that start getting upwards of 30,000 people in them, naturally, everybody doesn't read that all the time, but there's a really good cadre of people. You know, there's some goofs in there too, but there's a really good cadre of people who chat and talk about stuff. And it's also a great, the original purpose of that group, to digress for a minute, was Todd and Ann and Brett wanted a place, I assume their editors wanted a place where they could aggregate all of the food content for NOLA.com, so you could go one place on Facebook and get their stuff, you know, Ann's cooking stuff, Todd's restaurant reviews, and Brett's ruminations. And Brett is the keeper of the beans, of course, for the Times-Picayune. So I take the hot dog picture, and I said, you know, hey, this was delicious, except it was unexpected. I was surprised to go to Bud's, well, not to Bud's, but to Ben's Burgers, and get a regular hot dog. And then a couple of people said something like, well, you know, maybe it's a legal thing. You know, I'm like, and I'm saying to myself, you know, Bud's Broiler doesn't have a patent or something on the hot durger. I mean, other, you know, places all over the country, you know, you run out of, I'm sure that's exactly how it started too, is you run out of hot dog buns, you start putting the hot dog on a hamburger bun, that kind of thing. So, and people are suggesting this, and I'm saying, you know, this doesn't, that I don't buy it, but then it's goofy enough that, hey, you know, I mean, this is New Orleans, this is Louisiana law, stupid stuff happens, right? So it goes along, and then I'm just, you know, Easter yesterday, and we're just, you know, talking, and I checked back in last night, and Ben of Ben's Burgers had added a comment to the thread, and he says, yeah, it really is a legal thing. When we left the franchise, we agreed not to make the hot dog on the hamburger bun anymore, which I guess that's that told me two things, basically. The one, that he's a good guy, you know, and you know, kind of not going to fight something, but two, I guess I'm not the only one who is, you know, kind of fixed on that hot dog. So it was just an interesting angle, you know, that he came back with that. And but yeah, of course, you know, everybody says, like, love Ben's Burgers, right? You know, and that kind of thing, and we do, you know. It's like, if I'm in a different neighborhood, and we'll get into the neighborhood where you are when you buy something kind of thing, you know. But if, you know, obviously, if I'm in a different neighborhood, you know, if I'm on, you know, Jefferson Highway or something, I'll go to the Bud's over there or that kind of thing. But, you know, if I'm in Metairie, if I'm heading home, you know, that's Ben's Burgers is now has now become my hamburger home base kind of thing. So thanks for the explanation, Ben. And your hot dog was delicious, and I will order it again, maybe even more often. I don't know, you know, just for, you know, because it's not going to be a you know memory thing, but a good taste thing from here on out. So it was a good hot dog. So. Okay, so yeah, that's our first tap, and looks like we've finished this pint. So let's take a break for a moment, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about desserts. Yet Pundit Podcast is sponsored in part today by NOLA History Guy. It's at NOLA, N-O-L-A, History Guy, all one word, on all social media. Just put in NOLA History Guy to search on Facebook. NOLA History Guy is Edward Branley's social media presence for his history books and history discussions and just things in general about New Orleans and New Orleans' past. Edward's books include 6 titles on New Orleans history, the first being New Orleans, the Canal Streetcar Line, and then Brothers of the Sacred Heart in New Orleans, Maison Blanche Department Stores, Legendary Locals of New Orleans, New Orleans Jazz, and then the latest book in 2017 from the History Press, Krauss, the New Orleans Value Store. And there's another book in the works now. And Edward is going to be out at Art in the Bend in Riverbend, the arts market at Nuance at 728 Dublin, this Saturday, April 20th, along with Heather Elizabeth Designs, Michelle Miller Sculptures, and a whole bunch of wonderfully talented artisans selling their wares up in the Riverbend, Saturday at Nuance, 728 Dublin, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. rather to 3 p.m. So 10 to 3 up in the Riverbend. Come on out, stop by, check out the books, check out the novels as well, the two Talents novels and the two Dragons novels for young adults. Come talk history, come talk tech, whatever you fancy, and hopefully the weather holds out. We'll have a nice little day out there. So that's going to be Art in the Bend at Nuance on Dublin in the Riverbend, and come out and visit with NOLA History Guy. And we're back, and I'd like to, on our second tap, I'd like to talk a little bit about dessert today, and specifically whether or not you order dessert when you're in a restaurant. And the backstory on this goes to Saturday night. We went out. Friends came in from Dallas, and my buddy Steve is you know, been on a you know, it's like I want red gravy kick when he comes to town lately. So we went to Vincent's in the Metries. And for those of you who don't know, Vincent opened the first restaurant the one we went to in Metairie on Chastain Street, just off of West Esplanade. And he's been there for years and years and years. Then there's the Uptown restaurant that bears his name, but he doesn't run it. I don't know what the deal is, if it was like a franchise kind of thing or something, or somebody wanted to own a restaurant with his name and cook his food. But anyway, you get the idea. We went out to Metairie, and so Steve, he books a table, and it's Steve and his lovely wife Kara, plus the three of us, me and my wife and the kid, the CPA 24-year-old kiddo, as I say online, and so it's the five of us. It was a really good, a nice time. Kev came along because his girlfriend went back home he drove back down to Thibodeau to be with her for Easter Sunday, but yeah, she was at home, so she missed her kitten. So it was the five of us, and we had a nice bottle of wine. Everybody ordered, and it was a really, really good meal. And come to think of it, we'll
probably next week on the Red Beans and Rice Monday or the week after, we'll do a full review of Vincent's. But it's dessert that I want to talk about because while Steve's craving is, you know, lately just they come in and he wants red gravy. He wants to go to Mandina's or Fury's or we went to Vincent's. Kara's craving is very consistent. She wants Brocato's. So it's time for dessert. And I started thinking, you know, I remember reading an article, maybe 2 years ago or so, in the Washington Post, that there was a trend in particular in New York and D.C. restaurants to just stop serving dessert. You know, it's basically it slows things down. Takes longer to turn the table, and basically for what? You know, they're like, you can't charge your $30 to $40 price for an entree. I mean, you know, dessert is, if you charge more than $10-$15 for any dessert, nobody's going to buy it anyway. I guess theoretically that's a possibility. You could always just charge preposterous, but then you'd get written up if you charge preposterous amounts for your desserts, and they'd make fun of you for that. So a lot of places, you know, this article was talking about a lot of places just simply don't serve dessert. And when you have a lot of cafes, and you know, I keep thinking about Cafe in Metairie, that was always a good place. Like if you ate dinner early, you could still go over there and maybe get a piece of cheesecake or something for dessert. But in New Orleans, that's not a thing. There's still just everybody serves dessert still. And it's like you go to Two Jacks and they've got the bread pudding, or they've got creme brulee some nights, that kind of thing. You go to Antoine's, you've got baked Alaska plus a whole bunch of other things on the menu. You go over to Katie's and Scott. Well, now that's where it gets interesting, is when you don't make your own desserts, and why would you not make your own desserts? And Katie's is a good example of that. He brings in Debbie Does Dobash cake, and. You know, those Debbie, you know, it's like if you go to the bakery bar, that's her, you know, that's the Debbie Does Dobash home, you know, ground zero. And or, you just go over to Katie's and say, you know, what Dobash do you have tonight? And, you know, he'll say he's got Red Velvet Elvis, or he's got King Cake, or he's got, you know, whatever she was making. And then you pick that up. They pick up a couple of those, and there's your dessert, your big dessert option as you go. But the big thing is that so many restaurants, you know, don't mind farming things out in that respect when it's the right thing. For Scott, that's the Dobash. So Kara's looking at the dessert menu, and of course there's ice cream on, there's Spumoni on the menu, and she looks up and just says, "Do you think they make their own Spumoni?" And my reaction was, well, no, probably not. They probably get it from Brocato's. And, well, that kind of her eyes perked up because, Brocato's has been, you know, kind of crowded lately. You go there at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, and they've got a cop to keep the line straight and that kind of thing. So, you know, it was one of those deals where, you know, she's like, okay, tell me more. Let's look into this. So, yeah, turns out that, the waiter comes back. Real nice guy, by the way, but that's just typical of, you know, service at Vincent's. They're just very courteous, and it's a family type atmosphere. And he comes by and, you know, he does the usual check on you type thing. So the waiter comes by and she's like, you know, do you make your own Spumoni? And he kind of, you know, looks and kind of smiles and says, oh, no, ma'am, we get that from Brocato's, you know, because there are just some things that are just, well, yeah, ice cream is calm. Gelato is, you know, you got to put some effort into making that in the first place. And then Spumoni on top of that is, you know, just becomes that more complicated. I'll just get that from Brocato's and get those little, you know, those little triangle shaped, you know, slices that they make and go for it, you know, that kind of thing, which is exactly what they do at Vincent's. You know, they just Brocato Spumoni. Now, Vincent makes his own cannoli. They were out of the cannoli shells, so they didn't have them. I kind of had my heart set on that. The Brocato's cannolis are frozen. So, you know, that's pushing it a little bit because, you know, you go to Brocato's. Well, we'll talk about the cannoli. That's a segment in itself too. So that's kind of the idea. So basically, we settled in, and they had creme brulee on the menu. She ended up
saying, let's, because she ended up splitting creme brulee with Steve because he, Pomone wasn't, he wasn't feeling it. So so they got a creme brulee. The wife and the kids split a bread pudding, and that left me with odd man out. So I went ahead and got the white chocolate bread pudding as well. And it was good. But that brings me, again, back to the whole idea of, you know, like these other restaurants are saying, you know, oh, we're not doing dessert because we can't flip the table. And then there were two things that I came back to with that. The first one was when we sat down at Vincent's, our server basically, he basically, you know, was like the women, you know, kind of pondering the menu, not quite sure what to get. We put in an order for a couple of appetizers, and he's like, you take your time, nobody's gonna run you out of here, you know. Is the classic, you know, it's like same thing with Antoine's, you know, where it's like, you know, you have a 7 o'clock reservation, and if you want to stay there till 10:30, nobody's going to run you away. You know, it's like they're turning the table is not a mindset concept thing for them, and it was the same way with Vincent's. You know, they just don't get that way. So so no problem there. He doesn't care. That's why they're going to serve dessert, because they're not going to throw you out. The other thing was, I started thinking, you know, it's like, well, Scott's got bread pudding at Katie's, they've got bread pudding at Two Jacks, Vincent's is making bread pudding, and you start saying to yourself, well of course they are, because what is bread pudding? Bread pudding is day old bread, and every restaurant in New Orleans has day old French bread, so it's pretty easy. And bread pudding's not hard to make, and you can put your own signature on it. Man, throw in some fruit, throw in something else, throw in some, you know, make a whiskey sauce, you know, that kind of thing. But the bottom line is the whole thing is relatively inexpensive. And so, yeah, you can charge a, you know, fair dessert price for that. You don't jack it up. But of course, it's a, you know, low cost item, so it's going to be easy to do. You make a pan of bread pudding, you serve it up, it's all good. So that kind of thing is that's like, since I'm glad that, you know, we can, you can go places and there are just things out there that they'll get from someplace else, or you know decide, yeah, I want Vincent's cannoli, or I want his tiramisu, or I want baked Alaska at Antoine's, instead of, you know, going someplace else or being forced to go someplace else, like in another city. So tell us on you know, go to the comments on the show page, or tell us on, you know, on Facebook somewhere. Specifically, you know, what do you do for dessert? Do you order dessert at a restaurant because you know that, you know, you kind of know what to get and that kind of thing, or do you pass on dessert and then go to a coffee shop or go to Bricado's, or, you know, go get Tutti Frutti, you know, go get yogurt or something after a meal? Tell us what your kind of thing is with dessert, and we'll talk about this some more and keep going with keep going with other folks' desserts as time moves forward. And that's our Red Beans and Rice Monday for this week on in Yat Pundit's Pub. Two nice brews this week, and kind of hopefully start some conversation. You know, the Bud's Broiler thing was a interesting chat on the in the food group, and if you want to continue that, we certainly can. And by all means, tell me what you're thinking about desserts, because I'm very curious about that. So we'll be back next week with some more food stuff on Monday. Tomorrow, of course, we'll do a little local stuff and local politics. We've got tech nerd stuff on Wednesday, and then we'll do our books and writing on Thursday. So everybody, and of course, in the History Pod on Saturday. And by the way, come, you know, make sure you check the History Pod from this past Saturday, which was actually done yesterday because it was too noisy at Art in the Bend, but you kind of get the idea. So you guys go out and have a great week, and we'll talk food. We'll talk more stuff tomorrow here in the pub. Come in and tap a couple of more brews, and if you're just coming for the food, we'll see you next week.